Good morning.
Hey,
how are you today?
Good morning. Well, I'm hanging in there.
Oh, very good.
So I'm hoping to be a blessing this morning. And I'll start out again by saying, good morning. If you have children or grandchildren and you're getting them ready for that Halloween party at school, you are probably breathing a sigh about now saying, woo, what a morning. Well, it sounds like Jack Frost will be on the pumpkin, and you'll have to dress warmly before going out this evening. Say, today is your last chance to connect with us. Can you believe it's already the end of October, the last day? Wow. They go by so fast, don't they? Stop by and see us, or maybe you can still drop a note if it's dated October 31st, and we can include your name in our count. God bless each one of you who took time to connect with us during all this month. Well, here's my verse for the day. It's a good one. Good one to memorize and take with you and use all during the day. It's Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Let me read it to you. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Isn't that a good one? You can take it wherever you go. Well, as I said, Halloween is here again, and I'm sure that parents and maybe even grandparents are scrambling around and trying to get ready to go trick-or-treating this evening. Children just love to get all dressed up and go trick-or-treating, and especially do they ever love all of that sweet candy. And guess what? All those sweets mean another trip to the dentist. Oh, my goodness. I want to get my input for the occasion of Halloween by bringing another Bible ghost story. Why not? Well, instead of reading a ghost story from a secular book, read one right out of the scriptures, and then you can share with the children that there is not a ghost or goblin, and that Jesus is with them at all times, and they need not to be afraid. I taught all my children when they were tiny, as soon as they could learn verses, I taught them Psalm 56:3. It's short and sweet. And by the way, I often give it to people who are ready to have surgery because they can quote it just before they go into the room. It's, as I said, Psalm 56:3. In what time I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. Well, on my last broadcast, I brought you the story from Mark 6, where Jesus is walking on the sea during a bad storm. And the disciples are out in a boat, and the storm comes up, and they are afraid for their lives. And Jesus walked out on the sea to still that storm and to save the disciples. And when he approached them, the Bible says, they thought they had seen a ghost. Well, this one is different, but Herod, it's different in the fact that it's another experience from the Bible. Herod the king, and this is the story, stretched forth his hands to afflict and oppress and even torment Christians who were active and belonged to the church. He actually killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it made the Jews really happy, he proceeded further to arrest the Apostle Peter. And this was, of course, during the days of Passover week. And when they seized Peter, they put him in prison and delivered him under the watch care of four squads of soldiers, of four each, to guard him. That's 16 men to guard one. Wow. Anyway, they were doing that to hold Peter. So Peter was kept in prison. But guess what? The believers prayed and prayed. The Bible calls it fervent prayer was made by the church people for Peter. And the very night before Herod was about to bring him out to kill him, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. He was fastened with two chains, and there were other people or guards before the door. And so suddenly, all of a sudden, I should say, an angel of the Lord appeared standing beside him. And a light shone in the place right where Peter was. And the angel gently smote Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Tighten your belt and bind your sandals." And Peter did. And then he said to him, "Wrap your outer garment around you and follow me." Peter went out following him, and he was not conscious of what really was happening being done by the angel. Was it real or not? But he thought he was seeing a ghost. And when they had passed through the first guard and the second, they came to the iron gate which leads to the city. Of its own accord, the gate swung open, and out they went and passed on one street. And then the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Whoa, now I really know and am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the Jewish people who were expecting this to happen to me." When he at a glance became aware of this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. There were a large number of people assembled together, and they were praying. And when he knocked at the gate of the porch, a maid named Rhoda came to answer. And recognizing Peter's voice, in her joy, she failed to open the gate. But she ran back in and told the people, "Peter is standing on the porch." And they said to her, "No way, you're crazy." But she persistently and strongly and confidently affirmed that it was the truth. They said, "It is his ghost." But meanwhile, Peter continued knocking and saying, "Open the door." And when they opened the gate and saw him, they were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to keep quiet and listen, he related to them how the Lord had delivered him out of the prison. And he said, "Report all of this to James and to the brethren." Then Peter left and went to another place. He wanted to get out of there because I'm sure he thought the soldiers would come there and look for him when they woke up and found him gone. Well, the people of Jesus' day were very superstitious. By the way, just what I read you was the New International Version of Acts 12, 5 through 15. And this came as the result of the influence of the Canaanite people who worshipped idols, and they were super suspicious about everything. And they believed in ghosts and goblins and witches and imaginations and sorcery and all those things that God hates and does not want us to take part in. So we can all smile when we read this story, for so like us, isn't it, to pray and pray and pray and not believe the answer. That's what happened. They didn't believe that God could answer that prayer, but he did. Here are all those people in earnest prayer for Peter's release from prison. And the Lord answered and sent an angel to do just that. And believe it or not, they were surprised and thought it was a ghost. I'm reminded of the verses found in Matthew 21. When the disciples saw it, they marveled and greatly asked, "How is it that the fig tree has withered away all at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, I say to you, if you have faith, or a firm relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith, and really believing, you will receive." I'm sure that you can say along with me, guilty as charged. How like most of us to pray and pray and pray and pray some more. But in our hearts, we doubt if we can receive the answer. Thinking in our hearts, "This is going to never happen. Ouch." Well, this would be a good time from this ghost story to share with your children after reading it and after Peter's release from prison that absolutely nothing is too hard for our Lord. In fact, you know what? The Lord specializes in miracles. I've had many, haven't you? Genesis 18:14 says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Our Lord is all powerful, and nothing is too hard for him to accomplish. Why is it so hard for us to believe? The Lord was not finished with Peter, for he still had lots and lots of work for him to do in winning the lost to Christ and getting out there and preaching the good news of the gospel. One of the wonderful ministries of WWIB Radio is to join in with you for your prayer needs. You send in your prayer requests via email, letters, cell phone, Facebook, whatever you mentioned. The staff prays over them when they meet together every Tuesday morning, and then they place those letters in my book, or basket, rather. My basket has a big Mabel Louise on it. And I put them in my briefcase, take them home, and pray over them also. We're so honored to have you send your prayer needs so we can join you in prayer. Many of you have responded by writing us that the Lord has answered those prayers. And we join you in being so thankful and giving the Lord the glory. Allow me to end the broadcast with a real true story of answered prayer. I have to smile when I read it, because Dr. F.B. Meyer, what a giant of a man. He wrote many books. He was a wonderful soul winner. Only eternity will tell the souls that he was used to lead to Christ. Dr. Meyer was on a ship crossing the Atlantic. This was many years ago when he was young. He was asked, since he was there, to speak to the passengers to bring a message. An agnostic listened to Dr. Meyer's message about answered prayer, and he told a friend later on that he didn't believe a word that Dr. Meyer said. He certainly didn't believe in prayer. And later that same day, the agnostic went to hear Dr. Meyer speak to another group of passengers. But before he went to the meeting, he put two oranges in his pocket. And on his way, he passed an elderly woman who was fast asleep in her deck chair. Her arms were outstretched and her hands were wide open. So as a joke, he put those two oranges in her palms. After the meeting, he saw the woman happily eating those two oranges. "You seem to be enjoying those oranges," he remarked with a great big smile. "Yes, sir," she said. "My Heavenly Father is so good to me." "Well, what do you mean?" he said. And then he began to press her for an answer. And she explained in loud tones, "You see, I've been seasick for days, and I've been asking God to somehow send me an orange or oranges to settle my stomach. And I fell asleep while I was praying. And guess what? When I woke up, I found the Lord had sent me not only one orange, but two oranges." The agnostic was amazed that he himself had been used to answer a prayer. And it was an unexpected confirmation of Dr. Meyer's talk on answered prayer. By the way, this man accepted Jesus later on in his life. So I can say with a loud amen, God does answer prayer. He has answered so many of mine, and I am surely saying amen to this story. James 5:16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And now as I close, could I ask for prayer for myself? When I was getting in the car this morning to come to be with you and to speak on the radio, of scum covered my left eye, and I can only see out of my right eye. I didn't know for sure if I could be on the air this morning, but I tested and I could see with my right eye. So would you pray that I can have healing from that eye so that I can completely get cured? I believe it. And you can believe it with me that the Lord will heal me and I can continue on to be with you on the broadcast. Thank you so much for praying. And I want to close too by saying thank you for connecting with us. You folks are so precious and we are grateful for your faithfulness all through the years. God bless you and goodbye.